U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us/bars.
9 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Milwaukee is down by 10, an 18-4 run for Chicago. Our broadcast presented by Pottawatomie, ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee. You'll find the latest slots, table games, plus new light up your senses at Pottawatomie. So go check it out. We're also presented, as always, by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Milwaukee, with over 3 minutes gone, still looking for its first points of the quarter. And Giannis will solve that as he takes it down low with a finger roll out of the timeout. And it's back to an 8-point game. Double-digit deficit for a Milwaukee team that has been in more than a few of these situations. Didn't expect to see it tonight. Here's a deflection. The ball goes to Giannis. Giannis racing off the other direction on the turnover. Gets it ahead to Beauchamp. Beauchamp has it pry free. He's on the deck. Tries to feed it out. It goes off of Payne and out of bounds back to the Bucks. Natalie Sago said it was off of Milwaukee. I don't think it was, but they can't challenge. And see if they reverse it. I think they're going to reverse this, and I think it's the right call. I think it went off campaign, who was arguing that it was not, but I do believe on first glance it was. Bucks have trailed by double digits now in 11 of their 19 games they played this season. The good news, they're the only team with 5 double-digit comeback wins this season. 5-5 coming into this one when trailing by double digits. So do they have another win trailing by double figures? We'll find out. This is going to have to happen in the fourth quarter. 8:15 to go, down by 8 now. Pass goes to White. Kobe White top of the arc working on Beauchamp. Crossed him over, now attacks inside. He puts the shot up and in as he lays it in through what he thought was contact. Back to a 10-point lead for the Bulls. Bucks trying to avoid laying an egg here in Chicago against a shorthanded Chicago team. Three ball misses from Payne. Rebound snatched down by Drummond. Gets it off to Carter. Carter goes the other way, passes back to Drummond. Now Carter works it right wing. They send it down low to Andre Drummond. Drummond powers the shot up, but gets the whistle and a foul on Giannis. Andre Drummond, 8 points, 12 rebounds tonight. Brooke Lopez getting set to come in. So will Dame Lillard. And now they are going to need Superman to put his cape back on and come to the rescue as Dame Lillard, Mr. Fourth Quarter, comes in to replace campaign. That's the fourth foul, by the way, on Giannis. And now you're really happy you won that replay earlier when they waved off a foul against him on a challenge. Giannis going to take a seat as he's replaced by Brooke Lopez with 7:43 to go now. Drummond knocks down the first. Drummond at the free throw line. 5 of 7, mentioned, coming into this game. Shooting just 56%, but he sticks the next one. A career 48% free throw shooter, has looked awfully comfortable. A 14-2 run now for the Bulls to open things in the fourth quarter. They've got a 12-point lead. That lead continues to balloon. Lillard passes to Lopez. He got knocked down Little shove after the fact from Lillard right at Javon Carter, who's trying to get under his skin. That's what he does. Giannis going to come right back in after a quick blow on the side. Just got word Andre Jackson is out for the night with back tightness. So the rookie will be unavailable the rest of the way. Pat Connaughton missing this game again tonight after injuring his ankle last time out. Here's Lillard, defended by Craig with 6 seconds to go in the shot clock. Misses the shot, but gets his own rebound. Goes right back up with it. He's challenged again. Couldn't get it to fall. Good Chicago defense there from Torrey Craig. Bulls go the other way. DeSumo, the outlet pass is sent to him as he takes it into the front court, hands it off. Now gets it back to Carter. Carter, a wide open lane. Giannis very fortunate not to get it called for a foul. There's the shot missed, but Beauchamp goes the other way. He'll take it coast to coast. Can't finish with a left hand on the layup, and now the Bulls go the other direction. Lopez is back. DeSumo's going to try to take it down low. Now sends out top Patrick Williams, trying to sidestep Lopez, but he gets in the way enough to alter that shot. Giannis corrals the rebound. Still just 2 points here in the fourth quarter for the Bucks. We're almost halfway into it. Lopez zeroes in for the left wing and provides some much needed points. Three-pointer goes down, and the Bulls going to use the timeout with 6.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. It is Chicago still in the driver's seat. They lead it 94-85. Back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hello, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. Just wanted to say thanks. With the Grand Highlander we got at Toyotathon, we've been able to do so much, including 5 different ski trips, 4 family functions, 3 potlucks, 2 shopping sprees, and we even got a really big tree.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Dealer inventory may vary. Current offers on these vehicles end December 5th. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 2nd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
All right, time to take a look at our fourth quarter here, 2023. It's time to take a look at insurance plans for next year. Network Health can help. Network Health makes health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicaid Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. When you look at the numbers, the Bucks in this fourth quarter, mentioned it, just 4 points, 2 of 8 shooting, the Bulls 4 of 10, but they've gone 5 of 6 from the line, where the Bucks have not been able to get to the stripe here in this quarter. Also, 4 turnovers for the Bucks in this fourth quarter. None for the Bulls, who have the basketball and what is currently a 9-point lead. We go inside of 6.5 minutes to go now. Chicago in the front court. Ayo Dosunmu, top of the circle, works around the screen from Vucevic, hands the ball off now. It's Torrey Craig, gets it to Vucevic at the free throw line, swivels before he gets it out to White. Kobe White dribbles with the left hand, slings it out right wing, catch and shoot 3 from Vucevic, misses on an air ball. Giannis caught the rebound, but he had his foot out of bounds when he did. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, they put just 0.9 seconds on the shot clock because they'll say Giannis never had possession. When he got it, he was out of bounds. So Chicago's going to have to work quickly here. Inbound pass to Vucevic. Got the shot off, and he missed it. Rebound knocked away from Middleton, but it goes to Beasley. There are no routine defensive rebounds in this game for the Bucks. Middleton trying to back his way in on the other side. Puts the shot up, got blocked from behind, and then Giannis guided it back in as he tapped it in. So Chicago's lead is down to now 7 points. Kobe White the other way with 5:45 to go in the fourth. Sends out top to Vucevic. Vucevic holds the basketball there. Puts it on the floor. Spins. Lopez trying to dig in. Passes out right wing to Williams. Williams challenged by Lopez. Missed the dunk. Rebound goes to the Bucks. Milwaukee with a little bit of momentum now. 5.5 to play. Down by 7. Giannis has it on the left wing. He's defended by Vucevic. Picks up his dribble. Passes out to Beasley. Back to Giannis. Giannis puts it on the floor. Pulls up. Now passes. Beasley will launch from 3. And he cans it straight on. Malik Beasley sticks the 3, and the Bucks have scored 8 unanswered points. Timeout Chicago with 5:12 to go now in the fourth. It is the Bucks' time to shine. They have been outstanding in the clutch and in the fourth quarter, where Milwaukee has the highest scoring offense in the league. It's just under 33 points a game. It didn't start that way. But sometimes it's about the 8-minute mark or so when the lights flick on for this Milwaukee attack. And that is pretty much what we just saw from Milwaukee, putting up 8 unanswered points. We'll see if they can keep the charge coming. Man, you play with fire enough, you're going to get burned at some point. You hope not tonight's not that night against the Chicago team that has been down on its luck. The Bulls have not scored a field goal in the last nearly 3 minutes of this one, though. But they've been getting to the line, and again, they've been riding second-chance points tonight. Chicago 17 second-chance points off of 14 offensive rebounds. The Bucks just 10 points, but they've been opportunistic when they've had them. They've only had 5 offensive boards, but they've managed to score 10 points off those 5 rebounds. But it's just been so hard to keep Chicago off the glass for whatever reason here tonight. So for the Bucks, their lineup's going to consist of those starting 5 trying to close things out for Milwaukee. Lillard, Beasley, Middleton, Giannis, and Lopez. Chicago will counter with Kobe White, Alex Caruso, Patrick Williams, Vucevic, and Ayo Dosunmu. Caruso's got it on the left wing around the Vucevic screen. Pick and roll action. Comes to a stop. Bounces low to Vucevic. Slings it out to Williams. Now back out to White. With 6 to shoot. We got a whistle. And I think maybe did we see a defensive 3 seconds? No, offensive. It was an offensive 3-second call. How about that? You don't see that every day. So Chicago, self-inflicted wounds here all of a sudden. And has opened the door. Milwaukee down by just 4 now. Trailed by 12 points before this 8-0 run started. Lillard on the right wing. Passes to the corner. Open shot on the way. Beasley lets it fly. No good. Giannis had the rebound knocked away from him, but we got a whistle and a foul against the Bulls again. So for Chicago, that'll be just their 3rd team foul. Oh, check that. Just their 2nd team foul here in this fourth quarter. And with 4:43 to play, Milwaukee certainly right back in the thick of things here. See if they can capitalize as Dosunmu was called for his 2nd foul. Inbound pass goes to Giannis straight on. Giannis attacks on Patrick Williams, goes into a crowd, works it out to Middleton. He'll feed Beasley in the corner. 3-pointer too strong this time. Chicago going the other direction. Dosunmu with a burst of speed. Races ahead. Out goes to Vucevic. Now to White. Kobe White works it to the near side. Dosunmu shakes away from Littler. Knocks down the mid-range jumper from 16. And that snaps the 8-0 run for the Bucks. Giannis another double-double tonight. 20 points, 11 rebounds. But he needs some points now. Middleton on the near side with 4:10 to go. Down by 6. Middleton. Attacks on Caruso. Caruso slaps it away from him and now sends it out ahead to Dosunmu. He's spinning the other way out to Kobe White. He's going to step outside the 3-point arc. Misses the 3. So the Bucks still within 6. 3:51 to go. Lillard into the front court. Trying to get around Caruso's pesky defense. Sends it to Lopez. He launches from 3 and drills another one. Brook Lopez, one of those clutch shooters of late for the Bucks. on his fourth three-pointer cuts the deficit in half. It's a single possession game with 3.5 minutes to go. Vucevic works it to Caruso. Caruso around the Vucevic screen. Going to send to Vuce. Lillard fell down, and that opens the door for Vucevic to staple it down on the two-hand dunk. Lillard takes the inbound pass. Back to a five-point lead now for Chicago with 3:12 to go. Can the Bucks close another one coming from behind? Lillard drives down the paint. Feeds it to the corner. Beasley wide open from three, and he cans it. Malik Beasley has been a three-point shooting machine. High volume, and he knocks down his fourth of the game. Caruso the other direction. Milwaukee's got it back to a two-point game, and now turnovers are going to lose the basketball. Giannis comes away with it. Milwaukee going the other direction. Giannis into the front court. Hands the ball to Lillard. Bucks can tie or lead with a three-pointer here. Lillard behind the back dribble, takes it to the right side, goes into the air, passes to Lopez. Straight on three for the lead. No good. Giannis keeps it alive, taps it out, but Lillard had it taken by Dosunmu. 2.5 minutes to go. Chicago clinging to a two-point lead. They led by 12 minutes ago. Dosunmu at the free throw line. Retreats straight ahead. Touch pass to the near side left. White back to Dosunmu around midcourt. Top of the arc, works on Lopez. Attacks on him. Sends to the right side. Patrick Williams drives. Puts up a contested shot. And he sticks it from 15 feet. Four-point lead for the Bulls. 2 minutes to go now. Lillard the other direction now. Nothing coming easily for this Bucks team. Lillard drives. Turns it over. Cross-court pass taken away by Williams. Out it goes to Kobe White. He had a lane at that rim, but backs it out as he saw Lopez down there. Going to try to work some clock down now. Around the Vucevic screen, bounce pass back to Vuce. Had a hard time handling it. Now sends it to the side. Dosunmu saves it for going out of bounds to Caruso. With six to shoot, he sends out to White. White trying to get a screen. Got to get a shot off quickly. Lopez in his face. Fires and hits. Three-pointer at the horn with a minute 26 to go. Prompts a timeout from the Bucks. Good defensive set, but better offense. Kobe White hoists up a bit of a prayer, and it was answered. Chicago, a 103-96 lead now with a minute 26 remaining here in the fourth. Wow. Two tough shots in a row. Patrick Williams was challenged by Middleton, and then it was Kobe White putting one over Brook Lopez late in the shot clock. And just like that, the Bucks, who had a chance to get the lead on a Lopez three just a minute ago, have seen Chicago respond with five unanswered points at a critical moment of this game. And they now lead by 7. It's not lights out yet if you've been watching this Bucks team, but it's about time for Milwaukee to ratchet it up. Conspicuous by his absence here of late, Damian Lillard, who had 17 points in the first half, but just 1 point in the second half. Dame, in that first half, 7 of 10 from the floor. He's only attempted 3 shots here in the second half, and he's missed them all. As Milwaukee is on the ropes against a Chicago team that had lost 5 straight and 8 of their last 9 against a Bucks team that had won 8 of its last 9. You wondered, would Chicago have fight left in them? They've had plenty tonight. It's been a pride game for the Bulls. Zach LaVine, coming out of that last game, had said, this team has had enough conversations. We got to get results. They're on the precipice right now without LaVine or DeRozan. Milwaukee's got the basketball after the timeout. Lillard drives inside, feeds to Giannis, bobbles for a moment, but then regathers and stuffs it down with 1:14 to go. It's a 5-point game. Chicago the other way. Bucks coming with Lillard, Beasley, Lopez, Giannis, and Middleton. As Chicago comes with Vucevic, White, Caruso, Dosunmu, along with Patrick Williams. White with 5 to shoot, feeds it to the side, knocked away by Beasley. He couldn't quite lasso it in before it went out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Bulls with 3.8 to shoot and 54.3 to play. Bucks really need a stop now. Chicago could provide what would amount to a backbreaker if they can get points this late in the shot clock, leading by 5. Caruso will inbound. He'll be defended by Chris Middleton. He's got the ball in his hands now with 3.8 seconds to shoot. Lofts it over the head of Vucevic. It's going to be picked up by Giannis. He's on the run. Feeds Beasley. Transition three, and he drills it from the near side right in front of us. And a timeout from the officials as something's wrong with the clock, but Malik Beasley has pulled Milwaukee back to within two in the wild season that is 2023-24 continues for the Bucks here tonight in the Windy City. They just continue to walk the high wire. Can they wiggle their way out of another jam tonight? Chicago still with a two-point lead, 43 seconds to go. Kobe White across midcourt sends the pass to Vucevic. He drives, sends out to White. Three ball, wide right, rebound tipped out of bounds. Who did touch? It's Milwaukee basketball. The Bucks will have a chance to tie this game or get the lead. Beasley to send it in. He's got Lillard to receive that inbound pass with 30 seconds to go. Game clock and shot clock separate by roughly 10 seconds. Lillard drives, takes it down the lane, feeds the corner. The three for the lead. Lopez hits it with 20.5 seconds to go. Oh, baby. The Bucks have struck again late in this one here in West Side Chicago. They lead it 104 to 103. And how about this run late for Milwaukee? They're on an 8-0 run over the last 53 seconds. And they have reclaimed the lead with 20.5 seconds to go. Chicago was out in front by 12 points late in this one. It was with 7 minutes and 29 seconds that the Bulls led by 12. Chicago has coughed up that lead, however, late in this one. The Bucks are addicted to drama. There is no two ways about it. Milwaukee continues to live dangerously, but they continue to shoot it in clutch situations. The Bucks with the most clutch wins of any team in the NBA. They have the number one clutch offense and the number three clutch defense. And once again, they have flexed their muscle in clutch time in the late going of this one. Bulls led 94-82 with 7:43 to go, and the Bucks have gone on a 22-9 run since then. As the Bulls commit a 19th turnover, Bucks have scored 15 points off those 19. And now Chicago's got the basketball, advanced after the timeout. Caruso, White, along with Dosunmu, Vucevic, and Williams. Vucevic has it, shot clock is off. He's straight away defended by Lopez. Picks up his dribble, sends to Dosunmu. Dosunmu around the Vucevic screen, looking to pass it. Williams drives, he's rejected by Giannis at the rim. Milwaukee's got the basketball and a one-point lead. Oh, Giannis, the mean mug. Take it easy, big fella. He meets him at the apex and sends it back. The fifth block of the night for the Greek Freak. And Milwaukee will have the ball with a one-point lead. Middleton to inbound. He's running out of time. Got the timeout. Milwaukee spends their last timeout with 6.2 seconds to go in this one. That was some climax with the Greek Freak meeting Patrick Williams at the apex and saying, get it out. Lopez came away with the ball, and you talk about that clutch offense and clutch defense working together in harmony tonight, once again in Chicago at United Center, where the fans can't believe what they have seen. The Bucks on a 22-9 run since going down by 12 points over the final 7.5 minutes. And they have the one-point lead. They are trying to come back from double digits for the sixth time this season. That is the most in the NBA. Five is the most. Six would just add to the tally. A season high, five blocks for Giannis tonight. None bigger than that last rejection with 6.2 seconds to go. Milwaukee out of timeouts in the front court. Middleton will have to get it in. He's got Giannis in the backcourt, Lopez, Lillard, and Beasley. This is the time you love to get it to Dame if you can, any way you can. They're going to send it to the backcourt. Giannis has it there, and they're going to get the foul on Giannis. How about that? Well, I don't know if that's the guy you want shooting free throws here if you're Milwaukee. Again, Giannis has shot it well of late. He's hit 10 straight going back to the last game, and he's only attempted two tonight. But he's going to have a couple critical free throws in front of him. Now, he did make two clutch free throws last time out in Miami. Can he do it again tonight in Chicago? Pressure's on, leading by a point. Bulls do have a timeout to use either way, so they will be able to advance the basketball regardless of what happens here. It'll be a single possession. Giannis, the first of two, and he got it. Oh, man. This guy has the nerve of a cat burglar. Going to step to the line for the second with his team leading now by two. Can he make it a three-point game? A long stare at the rim. Spins it in his hands. Giannis trying to make it a three-point game. The shot is up, and it's good. Calm, cool, and collected. The Greek Freak providing clutch shots right there at the line, and his shooting coach, Josh Oppenheimer, had the look of a proud dad when Giannis came by to slap him a high five, hitting that free throw. Those two have worked tirelessly in that exact situation through the years. Giannis has now made 12 consecutive free throws going back to the last game, and none bigger than those two right there. He's got 24 points and 12 rebounds, one of four players in double digits for the Bucks. He was one of three in the first quarter from the floor. In fact, he only attempted three shots in the first half. And he's connected on 9 of 12 here in the second half. So still 5.2 seconds left, though, for the Bulls. They're down now by three as the Bucks, in closing time, have closed with the best of them. A 10-0 scoring run over the final minute and 9 seconds of this one, taking us to the point we're at right now. Milwaukee trying to add to this wild start to the season that has seen the Bucks play regardless of opponent, one close game after another, and they continue to find ways. 8-2 in clutch game situations. Patrick Williams will inbound. He's got Kobe White, Alex Caruso, Nikola Vucevic, and Io DeSumo on the floor with him. The Bucks counter with Beasley, Giannis, Middleton, Lopez, and Lillard. Same five they've used down this entire stretch. Inbound pass to Vucevic. He goes to work. 3 seconds left. Caruso's got it. Fires up the three for the tie, and he hits it at the horn. And we will go to overtime tonight as United Center erupts. Wow. What a game. It is deafening inside of United Center now as 20,000 plus erupt on the last second three-pointer from Alex Caruso. Tell you this much, it's a dang good thing that Giannis knocked down those free throws now, huh? Alex Caruso delivers the game-tying three, and we will have overtime here at United Center. Wow. Well, Bucks fans, this is what we signed on for this season, it appears. Chicago's first three-pointer in the last 10 and a half minutes of that game comes with no time on the clock, and it snaps a 10-0 scoring run from the Bucks. You kidding me? Hey, Bucks fans, cheers to the deer. You can toast game day presented by Door Peninsula Winery. They pair perfectly with a Bucks ticket and a glass of Door Peninsula wine or soda. Let's raise a glass and cheer on the Bucks together. Visit Bucks.com/toast to get your tickets now. So the Bulls refusing to go away. So much for this group coming up with no fight. They have had a lot of fight. A lot of fight going both ways between these teams. Bucks will have a day off tomorrow before they take on the Hawks. And then you got 2 days off before your next game. Milwaukee's going to need them. They are having to summon all their energy. As Caruso's three-pointer sends this to extra frames. The extra frame, I should say. Well, tighten your chin strap. Here we go. First overtime game for the Bucks. This is the third overtime for Chicago, who has gone 1-1 in their previous two. The foul situation goes like this. Milwaukee with both of their big guys sitting with four fouls, Giannis and Lopez. Aside from that, everybody else is safe. Chicago only has one player with four fouls. That's Torrey Craig. And these same five that closed the game for both teams are going to stay on the floor to start overtime. It'll be Brook Lopez and Nikola Vucevic jumping it at center court. Our crew chief Ben Taylor will put it in the air again. And away we go. Tip one back by Vucevic, and Chicago will start with it going right to left as White had to save it right in front of us from going out of bounds. Caruso's into the front court for Chicago. He's got it on the dribble. Backs up. Now he slings it to White. White works into the corner. Dosunmu's got it there. He's defended by Giannis. Takes it into the paint. Sends out top. Caruso right of the lane. Bounce pass inside. Knocked away by Portis. Taken by Giannis. Giannis off and running. Feeds to Beasley. Beasley bobbled it and had it knocked away out of bounds. And Giannis came away grimacing for a moment. I don't even know if he's old enough to remember the ad. Never let him see his sweat, but he lives that every day. You never know when he's hurting or not. He's a tough hombre. He takes the inbound pass. Giannis defended by Caruso. Going to take it right at Caruso. Bounce pass out to Lillard. Again, Lillard just 1 point since the first half. He's got it now. Passes to Beasley. Beasley drives. Little teardrop up and good. Malik's got 19 points now for the game. Chicago goes the other way, and the Bucks have a two-point lead again. 4:10 to go in overtime. Kobe White comes to a stop. He's defended by Lopez. Works into the right wing. Now to the corner, Caruso. To Vucevic. Turns around. Jump hook. Back iron. No good. Defended tightly by Portis there, who's had a couple good defensive stops in this fourth quarter on. Lillard on the other side. He's got it at the top of the arc. Behind the back pass to Lopez. Thought about the three. Now he will cast one up. Misses short. Vucevic there for the long rebound. Brook, 5 of 9 from three. Here's a three-pointer the other way. And Kobe White drills it from the near side. Chicago goes back ahead by one. And that is the 12th lead change of the game. Dame Lillard the other way. He's got it on the right wing. Zips the cross-court pass to Beasley. Lillard has been more of a distributor here in the second half. Giannis driving, scoops the pass down low, trying to get it to Portis. It goes out of bounds off of Bobby. It's Chicago ball with 3:13 to go in overtime. Caruso to send it in. He will get it to Kobe White. Back to Caruso. Moves it into the front court. Defended by Beasley. Now the switch. The Bucks come out in a zone. White passes it to the corner. Caruso. Defended by Portis there. Drifts to the right wing. Pass deflected and taken away by Portis. He'll get it to Lillard. Chance to retake that lead again. Down by a point. 2:51 to go in OT. Lillard short arms the three. Rebound picked up off the floor as it was bobbled by Giannis. He goes back to work. And we got a whistle and a foul on the floor. They were playing him physically. Patrick Williams did not want to let Giannis get in that low block. And he effectively kept him out of there, but he committed. Well, it'll be his first foul on the play. So the inbound pass coming from Lillard. Lobs into Giannis, who catches it and lays it in on the alley-oop on the entry feed. Dame Lillard making plays on passing here in the second half. 17 points in the first half, just one here in the second half. Here's a pass down low. Vucevic underneath the defense for the two-hand jam. And we have our 14th lead change. 15th, make it right there. 2:17 to go now. Bucks down by a point. Dame's defended by Caruso. What a battle royale brewing here in West Side Chicago. Lillard got fouled by Caruso as he was dribbling behind his back, looking to take it at him. So that'll be Bucks ball out of bounds on the far side. Second team foul for the Bulls as Lillard will inbound. Dame gets it to Giannis, snatches it in with one hand. He's defended by Caruso, swivels, picks up his dribble, works it to Lopez, back to Giannis, five to shoot. Giannis trying to back his way in, three to shoot, turns around, jump hook, off the mark, rebound, knocked away from Portis, out of bounds, last touch by Bobby, and it'll be Chicago ball as Kobe White went sprawling to the deck on that jostle for the loose ball. So Chicago trying to out-duel the master in these close game situations, the Bucks in this one tonight. They've lost 19 of the last 22 in the regular season and 24 of the last 28 overall in this series. Trying to steal one tonight. Short-handed. Kobe White. Jab step. Puts the shot up. No good. Sailed it over the rim from 8 feet. It goes to Portis. And it remains a one-point lead for the Bulls. Lillard takes it on the right baseline. Drives. Works it to the corner. Now to Lopez. Thought about the three. Instead holds on with 10 to shoot. Now Beasley on the left wing. He stares in, nothing doing. Works it to the left side. It's Lillard there. Lobs it to Lopez, but it was knocked away and taken by DeSumo. He's running the other direction. All the way to the rack, but shot rejected. However, they're going to call a goaltend. Giannis thought he might have had his sixth, but he was a little late. They'll say it's a goaltend. Basket interference. And the Bucks are going to challenge this thing. They're going to challenge the ruling here. I think they're going to win it. I think he got there in time for what would be his sixth block. This guy just keeps bringing it. Giannis tonight has played 37 minutes, and not just 37 minutes. It has been hard minutes from the Greek Freak. He has been sprinting, leaping, dunking, any other verb you can think of tonight. You run out of adjectives and verbs to describe Giannis sometimes.
After review, the goaltend is confirmed. The ball is inside the cylinder at the time it is touched. Basket will be good, and it will be Milwaukee's ball on the baseline.
All right, they say it was in the cylinder. It was on its way up, but they'll say it was on that cylinder when it was interfered with. So count the bucket. Chicago leads by three with a minute 14 to go. And certainly worth the challenge for the Bucks. So Chicago's going to hold on to it. Milwaukee's going to have to try to dig in again. Man, it is a gut check tonight for this Bucks team. Came from 12 points down with a 10-0 run in the final minute. 12 points down, about 7.5 to go, and then a 10-0 run to take the lead, led by three until Alex Caruso hit the buzzer-beating three-pointer to send it to overtime following two clutch free throws from Giannis to make it a three-point game. And now here we sit. Bucks have swept this regular season series three of the last 5 years. They got to obviously win this one if they want to make it four. Teams will meet two more times after this, including in short order in early December. Lillard into the front court. Got it on the near wing. Dribble drive inside. Takes it in on Vucevic. Couldn't finish. Rebound goes off of Lopez, but right to Vucevic, who was on the end line. So Milwaukee's going to hold on to possession. Very fortunate there. Vucevic was ready for the drive from Dame. Lillard looks to set it in. He's on the end line. Gets it to Lopez. Lopez drifts to his right, now goes backward. Hands it off to Lillard. Lillard straight ahead, beats Beasley. He uncorks a three, and he missed it short. Rebound couldn't be saved by Portis. It's back to Chicago. So Milwaukee has come up empty on their last three shots, I believe. Chicago goes the other way. Kobe White into the front court. He's defended by Beasley. They've missed their last four, have the Bucks here in overtime. 39 seconds to go. Vucevic down low. Spins inside. He got fouled going up by Lopez. Brook is incredulous at the ruling. It's his fifth foul. And now Vucevic can make it a two-possession game with 36.4 seconds remaining here in overtime. Boy, you got to give this Bulls team credit for what has been a gritty showing when they easily could have mailed it in. Bucks have not scored a field goal in the last 2:41, essentially. Well, just about 2 minutes, just over 2 minutes, actually. Last field goal, 2 minutes and 15 seconds ago. His first free throw is good from Vucevic. It's a four-point lead now for the Bulls. He can make it five here. And he does. 83% free throw shooter, and the Bucks will spend their second to last time out. Now trailing by five. Do they have anything left in the tank to make one more improbable push here late in this one? Turnovers have been a big story tonight. We thought it would be, but thought it would be more in favor of the Bulls. However, Chicago, 21 turnovers for the season. They have not done that frequently. The Bucks have committed 19 turnovers, leading to 21 points, though, for the Bulls, who have actually outscored Milwaukee in the points off turnovers category, because the Bucks have been able to turn those 21 turnovers into 19 points, and Chicago has only allowed the 21, or has scored 21 points off 19 turnovers. And you go back to that first half where Milwaukee had just six turnovers, leading to 4 points. Since then, Chicago is dialing it up, scoring 17 points off of turnovers in the second half in overtime. And that's been a story here, the one we thought could be a storyline coming into this game. And it has played out as such coming into this overtime. So Milwaukee's going to have the ball out of bounds. Dame Lillard to inbound. They'll have Giannis out there, Lopez, Portis, and Beasley. And the inbound pass taken away by Caruso. And that could be the dagger. He feeds to Williams, who sends it down and sends the fans into a tizzy here at United Center. The lead is now seven. Lillard stepped back three, missed it short. Giannis with the rebound, spins, feeds out to Beasley. Beasley with a head fake, got Vucevic on him, has to pass it away. Now to Lopez, he'll fire up a three, and he drills it with 11.6 to go. Four-point game with 11 seconds left. Bucks need to get a foul, and whoa. Giannis, a hard collision with Kobe White, helps him to his feet. And White did not take umbrage with that hard collision. Giannis was coming in there to try to get that foul, and wasn't messing around, needed to get the contact and needed to get it quickly with 8.7 seconds to go. Chicago's going to have the basketball with a chance at free throws now. Kobe White to the line, where he is 83% for the game, or for the season, I should say. And he hits the first. Another one coming for the former North Carolina Tar Heel. And he misses the second, and with 7 seconds left, Bobby Portis has the rebound, and looks like Adrian Griffin's going to spend his last time out. With 6 seconds to go, down by five, he's going to have to do his best to drop a five-point play here. Don't know what your play card has to try to get five-pointers, but he's going to have to try to summon it up now. Man, oh man. This Chicago team has been resilient tonight. Really, both teams have. But said it earlier, you play with fire too much, at some point you're going to get burned. Milwaukee looked like they had wiggled off the hook yet again tonight. But it appears they are finally going to pay the price for their inability to get separation in games against a team that looked like they were about as down on their luck as any team in the NBA coming into this one tonight. It just goes to show you, in the NBA, you never know what you're going to get. And are they not going to advance the ball here? Now that's curious. Looks like they're going to, are they going to put the ball in the backcourt? They are. That's interesting. So the Bucks are going to have the basketball out of bounds in the backcourt. I don't know that it's going to make a huge amount of difference here, but now the officials talking things over. And Ben Taylor is trying to explain to Adrian Griffin, I'd love to hear that conversation, why they're putting it in the backcourt, but they are. About 8 steps behind the half-court line, and Giannis will inbound from Milwaukee. At least he was going to, it looked like. So the Bucks to their last gasp here as Giannis looks to send it into the front court. Got to get it in quickly now as he lofts it and tipped away by Williams. He goes the other way, and that is your exclamation. Dunks it down, hangs on the rim. Did not get teed up, but just as well. Time to get out of here. So here comes the inbound pass to Beasley. He launches a 3 at the horn. It's an air ball. And another wild one comes to a close where the Bulls coughed up a big lead, but then dug their way back out of the hole with a last second 3 to go to overtime. And then that's when the wheels came off for Milwaukee, finally, as the Bucks just ran out of gas and ran out of pixie dust, for that matter. Said it before, you play with fire too many times, you're going to get burned, and the Bucks finally were tonight. 120 to 113, Chicago takes down Milwaukee in the second of 4 meetings this regular season. We'll step aside, come back with more in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, tough one for the Bucks tonight. They have been in this spot more than a few times already this season, but tonight unable to come away with a victory, falling by a final score of 120 to 113. As the Bucks just 3 of 11 shooting in overtime. Chicago goes 5 of 7 from the floor, forced 4 turnovers. Bucks 1 of 6 from 3 in overtime. The Bulls 1 of 1, and that is your ball game. As Chicago with season-high 32 assists here tonight in the win. Hey, reminder that this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcast, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. Our broadcast is presented by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks by Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Casino Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So an overtime as the Bucks lose it tonight, and they fall to 13-6. The Bulls snap their 5-game losing streak, now 6-14, with a victory here tonight in front of a raucous crowd at United Center. All right, we'll step aside. Justin Garcia joins us on the other side of this timeout postgame show after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
It's the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament continues on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Final in Chicago, Bulls take down the Bucks in overtime, 120 to 113. A big three-pointer by Alex Caruso forcing overtime, and just too many turnovers down the stretch for the Bucks. We'll get to those numbers in just a minute, but joined once again by Dave Kane. And look, Dave, one of the rarities where the Bucks did not come through in the clutch, but sooner or later you would like to avoid being in these spots.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you just can't continue. I said it a number of times, the expression, you can't play with fire without getting burned only so many times. And they were tonight. In this league, you just can't continue to walk that high wire and expect not to trip every once in a while. And they did tonight. And, you know, look, this is not a game where it's a lack of fortitude for either side. Both teams showed tremendous will for Milwaukee to come back from 12 down in the fourth quarter and go on that 10-0 run in the final minute, get that lead. Giannis with a couple clutch free throws. But this was the first time we didn't see Dame Lillard find a way to really make his mark in really the fourth quarter or clutch time. Dame was 0 of 6 from the floor in the second half and had just 1 point. Yeah. After a big first half that saw him put up 17 points. Giannis in the second half was much better. He scored 24 of his 26 in that second half. And mentioned those clutch free throws. And how about the block shots from the big fella in this one, who had five of them, a season high. And But at some point, you got to find a way to make life a little easier on yourself. And that is the part the Bucks have not been able to discover just yet. And for only the third time and now 11 games that the Bucks have been in clutch time, they've come up empty. But, you know, it is amazing when you consider that fact that Milwaukee is now trailed by double digits in 11 of their 19 games. That's a remarkable number, and they fall to 5-6 in those games, but five wins, but just on the doorstep of six were it not for a miraculous three from Caruso to send it to overtime. But, yeah, you're living dangerously.
Yeah, it's the glass half full, glass empty discussion of it's good that the Bucks have shown this resolve to come back from these double-digit deficits, but also that's a staggering number to already have this early in the season. And it seemed like we were headed towards a 9-2 record in the clutch because of that offense. It came up with stops, but in the final, 4 minutes 45 seconds of this game, Bucks went 5 of 7 from the field, but two turnovers, and that would become a bigger issue in overtime. So that offense remains, up until OT at least tonight, that offense just remains for whatever level, for whatever reason, on another level in those minutes where it matters most. You mentioned Damian Lillard. We did not see him score in the clutch tonight, and only one in the second half, point that is. But again, his playmaking was a big part of this team's burst in those final 5 minutes, with 13 assists on the night and a couple of nice finds to Malik Beasley.
Yeah, and that's one thing I really do like about him, too, is he won't force things if he knows that, you know, they're marking him to the degree they were. He realized he had a good shooter in Malik Beasley that was capable of knocking down some big threes. And he also, you know, just knows that, look, if you don't have the shot, don't force it, because he doesn't need to. That's the neat part about this arrangement. He's got enough playmakers around him. He doesn't have to be the guy every time, although it sure is nice when he is, when he gets those opportunities. But tonight it doesn't work out. I mean, in overtime, it kind of just seemed like maybe the Bucks ran out of gas a little bit, going 3 of 11 from the floor and all four, you know, four of those turnovers. They had more turnovers than they did field goals in that overtime, and the turnovers really proved to be their undoing. And you knew that was going to be important in this game for Chicago, to find ways to score points off of turnovers. And yet again, the team that leads the league with the most highest percentage of their points coming off of turnovers gets right around their season average exceeds it a little bit. But, of course, it was overtime. You know, they average 20 points a game off turnovers, which is second in the league. But it's even more impressive when you consider the fact that they play with the slowest pace in the league. So that means that number should be even more inflated than what it is.
Yeah, both teams with 21 turnovers tonight, and both roughly the same production, as the Bucks scored 19 off those 21 turnovers. The Bulls scored 25 off of them. That was certainly one of the keys we pointed out before the game. You can't give an undermanned opponent that advantage with facilitating their offense, and the Bucks did tonight. And also, we stressed rebounding and how important that was going to be. The Bucks did match the Bulls in their point production on those second chance points, but 14 offensive rebounds tonight for the Bulls, and just a tremendous job. They dominated on the glass really for three quarters of this game.
Yeah, they did, and you know, here's another area that you got to look at, which was a little curious. It's very uncharacteristic of really these two teams, but Chicago attempted 9 more free throws than the Bucks did. Milwaukee only had 13 free throws total. I mean, Giannis and Dame have been doing that by themselves on a regular basis this season, not able to get to the line. Credit Chicago's defense. I mean, I think they played a very good defensive game tonight. They didn't, you know, that's one of the things that Billy Donovan has really been preaching to his group. He does not want to give them those fouls, and they want to protect the paint. They did a pretty good job of that tonight against a team that can inflict a lot of damage in the paint. In fact, outscoring the Bucks 52-44 in the paint, too, and only allowing them to get to the line 13 times while they got to the line 22. So Chicago, you know, in terms of free throw attempts, came in third fewest of any team in the league, but they got more than the Bucks did here tonight, a team that's been in the top four or so in free throw attempt rate all season long.
They also came in the bottom 10 in all rebounding categories, and 54% rate tonight, 29% offensive rebounding rate. Anything over 25 is very good, and the Bulls were very good there tonight. So you mentioned maybe it was the Bucks running out of gas. You got to fuel up that gas tank for what's in front of you now, not just the in-season tournament quarterfinals next week, but you got a big showdown with the Atlanta Hawks this weekend as well, a team that came to Milwaukee in game two of the regular season, and that was another one of those double-digit deficits. They gave the Bucks all kinds of problems, so got to turn around quickly here for that matchup.
Yeah, they do. So we'll see what they can do. They'll be happy to get home, though, where they haven't played a whole lot here in the month of November.
That is on Saturday. So, Dave, we will check in with you again Saturday from Fiserv Forum for the Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks.